You're listening to SBS News.
In the Gambela region, an impoverished part of southern Ethiopia, there are scores of children living in overcrowded and under-resourced camps. Of the 400,000 refugees who live across the seven camps, two-thirds are South Sudanese children. More than one in ten are unaccompanied or separated minors. At the camps that shelter them, tragedy has drawn the children closer together. 14-year-old friends Nadwel Gil and Yomuch Pal have been at the Joey camp in Gambela almost 5 years now. Both were separated from their parents as the conflict across the border in their home country escalated. Nadwel believes she knows the fate of her family.
My parents are not alive. I don't think that they're alive, and I don't want to think about them again because it reminds me of terrible things.
Nyamuch claims her carers, who are also refugees, often exacerbate the trauma.
When we are in an argument, they will insult me. They tell me, "You're good for nothing. We only take care of you. When will you find your parents? All of your parents are dead. And I feel like I don't want to live anymore, but I usually keep quiet."
The camps are under-resourced in every capacity. There aren't enough doctors, there aren't enough teachers, only half the refugees have adequate shelter, the food rations are below the required daily intake, water is in diminishing supply, and the biggest complaint from people is that there aren't enough clothes. Despite the mountain of problems, though, Maria Dombaxi from the United Nations High Commission for Refugees says unaccompanied child refugees continue to arrive at the camps from South Sudan.
One of the biggest issues, I would say, is because these kids do cross the border by themselves, so they do find themselves alone here. And one of the things we need as the UNHCR, I would say, would be staffing to help for social workers and to help these kids cope with what they've seen back in South Sudan.
Some separated children are coping better than others. 11-year-old Tutpal Hoth has made plenty of friends at the Kule camp, a support system, he says, that stretches to his foster family.
"I am happy to be with my foster mother because we always play with her children, and she treats me like her child. Even though I fight with her children, she will not always blame me, even when it's my fault."
Tut dreams of one day being a wealthy pilot. Nyadwel wants to help people like her.
"One day in the future, I would like to go and bring all the orphans and those who lost their parents, because I know they are always thinking about their parents, and I would like to give them counselling."
A similar dream is shared by Nyamuch.
"If I finish my school, I would like to help the people who have different problems in the camps, because I know I have a helping heart."
In Gambela, Ethiopia, Omar Dabaj, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.